Welcome to the Practice Profit System podcast. Do you own a cash-based practice? Are you looking to start one? Tired of working endless hours and still not making enough money? Want to fire your insurance company? Then you're going to love our podcast. Each episode is full of insights and proven strategies to grow your practice to seven figures and more, allowing you to take more time off, make more money, and no longer have to take insurance reimbursements. Plus, get a free copy of my book, The Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Medical Practice, where I detail my entire journey to creating my own seven-figure practice. Just go to www.srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. You just pay $7.95 in shipping and handling, and you'll also get over $1,197 in free bonuses. That's www.srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. Now, on to our show. Hey everybody, Matt Scalogli, and welcome to the podcast. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit more about our concept of the beachhead. And I'm going to talk to you about why it's so important for you to focus in on a very small group, but I'm going to give you a little bit of clarity on it as to a little bit deeper training on it and a little bit more understanding into the methodology. Now, if you are a longtime listener or a first-time listener to the podcast, thank you so much for going. For coming, I should say. We have our new site up, but I also want to let you know about our upcoming two-day event, November 6th and 7th in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's called the Practice Growth Event. If you are looking to start, add, or grow an existing cash-based practice, and you have been struggling to do so, please come spend 2 days with me. I will be teaching all full 2 days. This is not about, I'm going to guarantee you 20 leads. This is a free event, and we'll be hosting it here in Charlotte. Just go to practicegrowthevent.com to find out more. Now, let's talk a little bit about this concept of the beachhead. Recently, I was speaking with a doctor, and we were talking about the concept of the beachhead. Now, the beachhead is one of our fundamental principles of what we teach here at SRP Medical Marketing when working with medical professionals. And the concept of the beachhead is this, is that In military terms, what this means is that when you are invading a foreign country, you want to take all of your men, women, materiel, and you want to focus it on a very small, narrow area so that you can overwhelm the enemy to create this beachhead so that you can move in more tanks, trucks, supplies, ammo, everything to then take on the enemy further inland. Now, the best analogy or best example I can give you of this is the D-Day invasion in Normandy in 1944. Now, the interesting thing about this invasion is that while we focused in on the beaches of Normandy, we actually had five different sectors that were focused on by different countries and had different objectives to meet in order to establish the beachhead. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, gosh, man, I really appreciate the military history, but I thought this was a podcast about growing my medical practice. Well, it is, and I want to explain that to you a little bit deeper. How this translates to us today owning a practice and to you owning a practice is the concept of this beachhead is a lot deeper than just the concept of saying we're going to just focus our effort. Now, the first part of the beachhead is that we really, the first layer of that concept is we want to have one message to one market with one offer. Okay, so I will use Trevor up in Buffalo as a great example. He does laser lipo. He has a women's clinic, the Stay Young Centers. He has a women's clinic and they do laser lipo. It's all about women who want to lose 2 inches around their waist in the next 45 days. That's it. That's his target. Now, this is challenging for most doctors and practice owners because they go, well, I don't want to do laser lipo the rest of my life. I'm smart. I want to learn all these new modalities. I want to do a lot of different things. But remember, the beachhead is the gateway, okay? So this is the gateway to the next phase of what you're going to share with them. So beyond laser lipo, you can do female hormone replacement therapy, vaginal dryness, light bladder leakage, but you don't lead with those, okay? This works from a military standpoint. Think of it as the first objective. So the first objective was to establish the beachhead in Normandy at the end of the day and push in 10 miles, okay? Now, the reality is we established the beachhead, but we only may have pushed in 2 miles, whatever it was. And then the other objectives is they wanted to take the city of Khan and all these other places. I won't go through all the military detail, but here's the thing to remember. The objective of taking the other cities is the same equivalent to you or to hitting other objectives, military objectives in this process is the same thing for you by saying, oh, after they come in with laser lipo, I want to give them this offer. That's a natural next fit. And what's the natural next fit after that? And what's the natural next fit after that? So it's not that you stop doing all these other things. It's not that you stop doing aesthetics or lasers or vaginal dryness or any of these things, or if it's ED that you're stopping. It doesn't mean that you don't do hair restoration, that you don't do HRT, that you don't do any of those things. It's that the first thing, the gateway part of this has to do with, guess what? Getting them to come in and convert on that first offer. When a practice can get that first offer to convert, and we have some metrics that we can work with, then we can scale that offer as quickly as we possibly can, which is another layer to the concept of the beachhead. Now, the interesting thing about the invasion of Normandy is there were five other beaches, I believe it was five other beaches that we established these beachheads, okay? Each one of them had their own set of objectives. Now, in your practice, I want you to think of these different beaches that they were focusing in on as the different ways for you to get your message out to the marketplace. So the first thing I see is that doctors say, well, I want to do this, so I want to do that. And they split the resources around too many things and they have too few dollars going into those particular markets or into those different advertising modalities. So what you have to do is you have to be really clear about what your message, your market, and your offer is. And then these different beaches are the different ways that people can come into your practice. Okay, so what if I try? I don't know if I can draw this out. I won't draw this out because I know that some of you are listening to this on the podcast. Here's how this works. Okay, so let's say that you start with online advertising. Okay, now I have my own thoughts on utilizing Facebook to generate leads. For the most part, online advertising is relatively inexpensive. It's fairly attractive because I tell you that, they can tell you that you're going to spend $50 a day. That sounds low enough. But the reality is that the leads that you generate online, while they may be less expensive, are generally not as high a quality as a lead that you would generate from, say, radio, TV, or print. Now, radio, TV, and print may be a little bit more expensive, but the reality is they'll get you a little bit better client. I know this because we spent $150,000 a month advertising our own clinics, and I did it for well over 2.5 years. And keep in mind, it was money that I was responsible for. Okay, so I know what it's like to invest that money in marketing. So you can't. So with these different beaches, these sub beachheads, if you will, they're like the different advertising or ways in marketing that you get the word out about what you do. Now, the reason why you want to have as many of these different ways for people to find out about you is there is a cross benefit to it, okay? If all you're doing is just advertising on Facebook, you're missing out on the other 9,995 different ways that you can get the message out to your prospect. But once you add in, say, Facebook with YouTube advertising, or Facebook and YouTube advertising with Google, or Facebook, YouTube advertising, Google, and TV, or add in radio, you have a concept that is known as the force multiplier. This is another military tactic or strategy. The force multiplier basically states that if you have a military campaign and all you're doing is just ground, but then you add in aerial, it's not 1 + 1 = 2. It's that 1 to an exponential factor. It actually becomes not just 2, but it becomes 6. It becomes that much more powerful. The number of different ways that you can reach your prospect and the number of different ways that you can get that message to them in a frequency, it's called reach in frequency, the more effective all of your advertising is going to be. This is why when I work with a client and they tell me that they're going to spend $750 in their advertising for the month, I tell them, don't. For the love of God, don't. Keep the money and do something else with it. Give it to the poor, okay? Because you're not going to grow your practice with $750. You need a significant investment in order for you to grow your practice. Now, what is that significant investment? Well, it's got to be enough to be able to generate 20 good, solid patients a month, okay? And that investment is going to run you somewhere in the neighborhood of $125 to $250 per new patient, not appointment, but patient that comes into your clinic. Okay. So you've got to invest enough. It's like, say, I want you to think about it this way. Imagine that you are investing for your retirement and you sit down with a financial planner and you go, I'd like to invest into my retirement. And the financial planner goes, well, how much money do you want to have when you retire and when do you want to retire? And you say to them, well, I only have $750 to invest a year into my retirement and I want to have $1 million. I have news for you. That's not going to work unless you're about 18 years old and you plan to live to like 90, okay, and you get great returns. It's just not going to happen, okay? It's impossible, all right? The difference is if you say, I want to have $1 million and I want to retire in the next 15 years, I want to have $1 million in my bank account tax-free, they can give you a formula by which to get there. Your investing in your advertising is exactly the same thing. The problem is that you've never done it before. And so it becomes very nerve-wracking to you. There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of doubt. And so you have to kind of go through that process and you need to have counsel that's going to show you and guide you in the right way. It's one of the things that I do, or we do, I should say, here at our company is provide that guidance and that counsel. But more on that at another time and another date. Okay. So the beachhead, it's a fundamental concept that you will need to master in order for your practice to grow. There's a lot of different beachheads. Not every beachhead is right. Not every beachhead is bad. Okay. It just kind of depends. I will tell you that for most of my doctor physicians, I want them to have two different ways that they're advertising, meaning radio and digital, or digital and TV, or TV and radio, so that they can get a cross section so that the prospect is hearing their message in numerous different locations and not just hearing it in one. It's an effective way to grow and to scale your practice. Remember, the beachhead is all about one market, one message, one offer. Master those. You will master the growth of your business. And when you can get a front-end offer that converts, you can scale your practice to any height that you want it to be. That's it for this week's podcast. I want to remind you that you can join us for 2 days in Charlotte, November 6th and 7th, for our practice growth event. I just got a little fuzzy there for those of you watching the video. For the practice growth, it's actually practicegrowthevent.com. It is absolutely free. There is no catch. If you are struggling to grow your practice, I highly recommend that you get on a plane and come on out to Charlotte. Join us for 2 days. It's going to be a Saturday and Sunday. We'll get you up by 4 p.m. on Sunday so you can catch a plane and go home. Charlotte is a hub for American Airlines, so you can fly direct from most of the U.S. All right, everybody, have a great day. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Please feel free to like and share, and we'll talk to you very soon. Thanks. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, take a moment and share it with your fellow medical professionals, or post a positive comment and rate it on wherever you just listen. Now, don't forget, you can get a copy of my book, The Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Medical Practice, for free. Just pay $7.95 in shipping and handling. Plus, you'll get over $1,197 in free bonus material. Simply go to srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. That's srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.